USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ordering all flags be flown at half staff for the next 3 days to honor the more than 95,000 Americans who have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services.
President Trump also has a message for those governors not willing to comply with the orders.
Governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is firing back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for criticizing the Senate Republicans for focusing on issues related to Hunter Biden and Ukraine, while Democratic lawmakers push for another round of coronavirus legislation. McConnell telling Fox News,
I'd say to the Speaker, after the impeachment, you're not in a position to be lecturing us about what the appropriate use of Senate time is. If the House can spend time on a baseless impeachment effort, then we should at least have oversight over what happened to initiate this whole process a couple of years ago.
Matthew McConaughey is delivering more than 100,000 protective masks to rural Texas hospitals. The masks were donated by the company Lincoln Motors, who the actor has partnered with in advertisements. McConaughey has been out there urging Texans to wear masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
NASCAR driver is preparing to hit the track for the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway on Sunday. This will be the third race in 7 days for the drivers, and according to Adam Alexander with Fox Sports, NASCAR had a lot of different plans they were working on when ultimately putting this schedule together and coming up with the plan that we're seeing.
And NASCAR, when they put out their schedule and we started going forward with the season again, said this was the 65th different version of the schedule they had put out because they had to work through so many different logistics, making sure they could get all these races in.
A baseball superstar may not be on the field right now, but he's still setting a record. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
he's arguably been the best all-round player for years.
Big fly for Mike Trout! 12-0 Angels, and congratulations on the cycle!
Nothing surprises me with Mike
You
want
to ask me again?
My word!
Now Mike Trout's autographed 2009 MLB rookie card has sold at auction this week for $900,000. It's the highest price ever paid for a modern-day baseball card. It also ties the record for any modern sports card, as one featuring both Michael Jordan and LeBron James fetched the same price back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks, Chris. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.